Hazel Watson remembers the day the antibiotic she'd been relying on stopped working.
I remember my husband trying to call me, and I heard the phone ring, and I couldn't answer it. I couldn't move.
Watson had been battling recurring urinary tract infections for years, and this time she was dangerously sick. She became comatose. Her husband rushed her to a local hospital. Watson is one of a growing number of people who have infections that are becoming immune to antibiotics. For Watson, there's still one antibacterial left, but she's afraid for the day that drug is no longer effective.
That's very scary, because if that doesn't work, I don't know what will happen. You know, then you figure you might die because there's nothing that can treat you.
To let ourselves get to the point where we now have infections where we have no option, that's unacceptable.
Chemistry professor Tim Vincevich is trying to help patients like Watson by creating new antibacterials. Vincevich showed me around his lab at Washington University in St. Louis and especially pointed out a minus 80 degree freezer. He opened it up and pulled out a plastic case.
They're plastic boxes full of bacterial strains that are frozen, which preserves them for a very long time. I've had strains out of here that are more than 25 years old.
Vincevich says researchers across the country email him asking for samples so they can study how to develop new antibiotics. But that's becoming more challenging because bacteria are constantly evolving and developing resistance.
It's actually immediate. That is just the nature of antibiotics. You see resistance within the first year of use in a hospital.
Vincevich says coming up with new antibacterial structures is tricky and expensive. And that's why 10 of the 15 largest pharmaceutical companies, like Pfizer and Merck, have stopped developing new antibiotic drugs. Companies point out antibiotics are cures. Patients take them for a week and then are done. It's not like big money-making drugs that people take every day for the rest of their lives. And Vincevich adds,
on average, it costs $1 to $3 billion to develop a new drug, and you see resistance within a year. And potentially within 2 to 3 years, your drug is no longer useful. And there is no way you can make back your original investment.
One company has found a possible way around drug resistance. Chief Scientific Officer Steve Gilman of Cubis Pharmaceuticals says their blockbuster antibiotic has remained effective for more than a decade. They only give the antibiotic to 13% of patients who could get it. Gilman says that's key to the drug's success.
Every time you use any antibacterial in patients for which the drug is not effective, you have a chance to develop resistance.
For patient Hazel Watson, she's grateful for the one antibiotic she has left. She says in her 60 years, she's fought cancer, gotten liver and kidney transplants, and survived.
There's so many things that have nearly killed me. And I've gotten through it, so I figure I've made it this long. I'm a pretty hard person to kill, so I'm going to be optimistic that I'll get through this too.
Another reason for Watson to be upbeat? To come up with more antibiotics, researchers are looking in new, unconventional places, like the Arctic and in caves. I'm Jess Jiang, St. Louis Public Radio.